Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said there's one thing to be said for ignorance. It causes a lot of interesting arguments. We're happy to have the privilege again of coming your way and talking with you again about the Word of God. It's been a privilege this week, and we're glad that you've listened. Well, let's get back to our study now. To use the term fool with reference to people round about us is highly offensive, and there are many times that we just use it because we're angry and use it in that manner. Jesus warned about such careless use of the term fool. In Matthew 5 and verse 22, Jesus said, "The one who says, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." But on the other hand, the God of heaven is all-knowing. He knows what our conduct is. He knows what our motives are for what we have done. And therefore, he could determine whether or not we're acting seriously, sincerely, or foolishly. And so he describes the action of some people as being foolish. The man who denies that God exists, Psalms 14 and verse 1, is declared to be foolish in his conduct. Also, we've noted the fact that the covetous man from the 12th chapter of the book of Luke demonstrates that idea that is not in harmony with good thinking. He didn't value his soul like he ought to. And so the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10. It makes some people forget that they have in their hand their most valuable possession, their soul. And so Jesus asked the question, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? There are some who would give very little. They would not take a whole lot. In regard to their soul, they just simply consider it to be a possession they could do without. Well, we need to be careful. If we were to gain the whole world and lose our own soul, we've lost everything. Judas thought that the betrayal of Jesus was worth it all because of the money. Imagine 30 pieces of silver to betray the Son of God. But that's what Judas did, wasn't it? Would you say that he thought too much of money? No question about that. Did he think too little of God? And there's no question there either, is there? Well, obviously, riches are not the things that are important as far as this life is concerned or the life that is to come. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says, "Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come." So, being godly is the important thing. It would be also foolish for a person to know what the will of God is and not to do it. Do you remember how Jesus concluded the great Sermon on the Mount? After preaching and teaching the tremendous things that the Lord had to say about life and how we ought to conduct ourselves, Jesus said, "The wise man is likened unto a man who builds his house on the rock. The floods come, the winds blow and beat upon that house, and it doesn't fall, because it's founded upon a rock." Then he says, "The foolish man is the man who builds his house on the sand. The rain comes, the winds blow and beat upon that house, and it falls, and great is the fall of it, for it was founded upon the sand." Now notice the difference in the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man, Jesus said, is the man who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. What about the foolish man? The man who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not. That's foolish. Why would a person when he knows that the Lord is the author of eternal salvation, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, if we knew that Christ is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, would it be wise to obey him? Would that be the thing to do? Jesus said in Luke 6 and verse 46, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Why would a person say, oh yes, I believe in God, I'm not going to obey him. I believe in Jesus, and I'm not going to turn to him, but I believe in him. Well, friends, that would be tantamount to saying, I have a doctor that I believe in very strongly, but I don't want his medicine. I'm not going to do what he told me to do, but I really believe in this doctor. That's kind of foolish, isn't it? Well, isn't it also true when a person says, I love the Lord with all of my heart, and then he hears the Lord tell him what he ought to be doing, and he turns away a deaf ear, saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm not going to submit to that kind of instruction. I hope your attitude is one of obedience to the will of God. It's not foolish to believe in God. It's not foolish to place our trust in the Lord. And it's not foolish to be obedient to his will. We appreciate talking with you this week. We hope you'll listen again Monday, and remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.